Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Retirement is a big issue in America today, particularly as more and more of the workforce ages out. So what does the retirement prospects look like for many of our seniors? The answers vary pretty widely depending on who you ask or who you're listening to. So in order to have a real debate about this, about what retirement needs are, how we actually work through the facts of all of that, we have to get to the facts and get to the bottom line and ignore a lot of the noise, a lot of the other information that is nice political talking points, good bumper sticker slogans, great for a fundraising email, but don't get us any closer to solving any of the challenges or problems that we should be talking about. Well, Andrew Biggs is senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, our friends at AEI, where he studies Social Security reform. That's going to be a major focus here, as well as state and local government pensions, public sector pay and benefits, and a great piece in Forbes talking about the retirement debate. And Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks very much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
So let's start with where we really are. We know there's a lot of chatter and a lot of clamor out there in terms of who's saving, who isn't saving, how long our seniors are going to have to work, and so on. I know this led to a little bit of a social media battle for you, but give us kind of the baseline, and then let's get to the real facts. Where are we?
Well, I focus a lot on retirement savings and Social Security in my work. And what I find is there's an enormous disconnect between what researchers know, what is going on in the data, and what you read in the news media about retirement. You know, in general, what you'll see in the newspaper, on websites, is claims Americans face a retirement crisis. We're not saving enough. You know, we're not doing what we need to do. In fact, the data show a very different story. To be frank, more Americans are saving more for retirement today than ever before. We're working later in life. Labor force participation has risen at older ages. We're claiming Social Security later. And Americans have been rewarded with the highest retirement incomes on record and the lowest rates of poverty.
Wow.
So the system isn't perfect, but it's actually working remarkably well, but it's completely different from what you usually read about these issues.
Yeah, exactly. Usually the conversation includes some form of pushing grandma off the cliff for one reason or another, whether it's she doesn't have any money to afford a home or Social Security's gone or someone's just going to be evil and awful. So I want to unpack some of those things that you rattled through there, because I think it's really important for us to get the facts and get the baseline. In terms of retirement, again, a lot of the chatter is nobody's saving. Everyone's going to have to work until they're dead or end up in the poorhouse. And so just kind of walk back through some of those specific numbers in terms of what are Americans actually doing and why is that different from what's being reported?
Sure. One thing I like to do when I'm looking at the data is I look back to the year 1975. And the reason for that is that a lot of people look back in the days when Americans had traditional pensions. Mm. They're very wistful about that. They say, this is how it really should be. So 1975 was about when participation in traditional defined benefit pensions for private sector workers, when it was at its peak. So it wasn't going to be any better than that. But when you look back to those days, even at the peak, something like 39% of private sector workers were offered a pension at work. And so there was never a time when your typical worker participated in a pension. Moreover, as a congressional study found, back in those days, they had very strict vesting requirements. You had to work for 20 years and so just to qualify for benefits. So 9 out of 10 people who were participating in a pension didn't receive anything from it. Now, today, if you look in data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, about 70% of Americans are offered a retirement plan at work. Usually it's a 401k today or something along those lines. About 55% are participating. When you narrow it down, it's people who really should be saving for retirement. You exclude the very lowest income people who are going to rely on Social Security. And you exclude young people who, because even, you know, sort of textbook economics says they shouldn't be saving for retirement. They should be, you know, paying off college loans or whatever. Most people who should be saving for retirement are. You can look at the amount of savings we have today. relative to 1975, it's about five times higher. Wow. Retirement savings are at record levels in every age group, every income group, education, and racial or ethnic group. So the idea that we're saving less than we did in the past is simply contrary to the facts.
Oh, wow. And so let's dig into some of the other components there. You talked about the fact that, Americans are claiming Social Security a little bit later. The participation in the workforce is extending a little bit longer. What are some of the other numbers that we should be watching to get that real sense of where we are?
Well, back when I started, I feel like I'm getting a little bit older now. I mean, when I started working on Social Security and retirement issues, this was sort of the mid-late 1990s. Mm. And at that point, labor force participation at older ages had declined. It was really a lot lower than the past. Most people are claiming Social Security at age 62. And see, this debate at the time, can Americans work longer? Can they delay retirement? Some people said yes. They said, look, health is improving. We have fewer physically demanding jobs. Other people say, no, we have, age discrimination. There aren't going to be jobs available to them. So we had an interesting debate at that point where we didn't know what the answer was going to be. The nice thing about sticking around for a couple of decades is you, in fact, know what the answer is. And today, it's not just that labor force participation at older ages has recovered to where it was previously. It's gone on to record high levels. Mm. So more Americans between the age of 55 and 65 are working today than in the past. The average age at which we claim Social Security benefits just since 1990 has increased by a year and a half. What that does is you get a delayed retirement credit. That increases somebody's Social Security benefits by 10% for life. Overall, for somebody retiring today, their Social Security benefit, their monthly benefit, is 38% higher in real, inflation-adjusted terms than it was just in 2000. Mm. So people are working longer, they're saving more, and their incomes are reflecting it.
Yeah, and that really puts us into the interesting thing. You also noted in your piece that the number of seniors that are saying they're in a retirement crisis, which of course is the popular term if you're fomenting things, that it's a very low number. And so, give me a sense in terms of the confidence level, and then what are you watching moving forward as we watch the trends and what needs to happen next.
Sure. I have an automated search through Google News that looks every day for the phrase retirement crisis. And literally every day I get about five news stories that come in and say, all Americans face a retirement crisis. And if you ask Americans, does the country face a retirement crisis? They will say yes. Somewhere between 60 and 80% of people in surveys have asked the question, does the country face a retirement crisis? They'll say, yes, indeed it does. So people are worried about the state of retirement. But if you ask actual retirees, Vanguard, the investment firm, did this a couple of years ago, where they did a survey of retirees, and they said, do you think the country faces a retirement crisis? And everybody says, yes. Then they asked them, would you describe your own financial situation as a retirement crisis? And only 5% or 4%, agreed with that. Similarly, the Federal Reserve does a survey of retirees, and they ask people to rate their financial security. It's sort of on a 1 to 4 scale. And the 1, the lowest level, is you say, I'm finding it hard to get by. I'm finding it difficult to get by. That sounds like a retirement crisis. Literally, it's 4 or 5% of people every year say that.
Wow.
Something like 83% of retirees say, I'm either doing okay or I'm living comfortably. That shows the retirement system, by and large, is working.
Yeah. Wow. Great perspective. Great insight. This is why you always have to get beyond the headlines. Andrew Bigg, Senior Fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us. Fantastic perspective. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
All right. We'll step aside for some quick news. We'll be back. More Inside Sources coming up next.